So use the silent mind to investigate and meditate. Now you know, huh? You understand this statement or not? 4 years ago. Use the silent mind to investigate. Make it silent everything to find out what the Buddha said. Don't believe. Even what I say, don't believe. Silent. When you through your awareness aware, no need to remember. That thing is with your nature. You saw it. The observation of it through the awareness, the true mind. This is how you meditate. Then the three hallmark of awakening is to enhance the understanding. The first hallmark is no thought. No thought must be born of a free mind, not a one-pointedness mind in concentration. That one is a conditioned state. So no thought born of a free mind. This one is the sainthood way. It's a glimpse of Nibbana, cessation. Without thought, you are already aware, in sati. So don't try to be aware. The silent mind, which is the meditative mind, is just aware. Cultivator must allow the mundane mind to naturally cease. We are not doing anything to realize the wisdom born of the direct seeing from the true mind. The mundane mind is the thinking mind. So now you understand, huh? Which is dependent originating. Dependent on memory, thought arise. You understand? Then the content of consciousness all go in. That is dependent on ignorant mental activity, sankara arise. Then avijja paccaya sankara. Only need to maintain awareness. We are allowing the mundane mind to return to its original state of stillness and silent before the stirring to realize your true mind. That is how you meditate. That is how you maintain awareness to develop the understanding, the awakening. Not all the thought-based meditation method, technique, do this, do that. Who is doing? The thought is doing. When thought is active, how can you be aware? How can you observe? You are observing through your thought process, which is your memory. And the memory is full of rubbish. Conditioning belief system. These are not wisdom. Okay? Then the second hallmark is no mark. This one, the Bodhisattva way people cultivate. The first one, no thought, sainthood way. If you want to develop until arahantship, you only do no thought, enough. Silent. Let the cessation happen. Then all the 10 fetters you can break. Then you can realize all the sinhood, sotapan, sakadagami, akanagami, and arantashi. No mark of a self cultivating, no mark of others, and no mark of life, existence, and dhamma. That's why within true emptiness, all this cease to be. You have to realize this through your direct see realization, the silent mind, the awareness. Then when you awaken to the three universal characteristics, then you will understand this no mark. No mark means what? No permanent unchanging entity to cling on to hold on to say, me, I, all these people. No such thing. Anatta, non-self. That's why no mark of a self. No mark of a permanent unchanging entity within the conditioned world. Where the conditioned world is dependent on anything. How can that thing be a permanent and changing entity like this body? If it belongs to you, you can tell the body, don't get old, don't get sick and die. You go and find out, see whether this body listened to you or not. It was never you. It want to get sick also, never ask permission from you. Understand? So how can it be you? It has its need. It go the way of nature. So observe all this. Through direct seeing and silent observation, you will understand all this nature's law. You will understand all this dhamma, all this teaching. Then you awaken. Okay? The third one is non-dwelling. This one, also bodhisattva way. So if you are not doing, then no need to worry. Non-dwelling means your mundane mind must collapse. Then your mind don't have anything to dwell on. Who dwell? The thought dwell in it. Correct or not? The thought, through its mundane thinking, dwell everywhere. when you think, you dwell there. Right? When you perceive the Buddha image, you dwell there. Right? Then you start to see, wow, this Kuan Yin image, very beautiful, very Zhuang Yan from where and all those things. Whatever you perceive, you dwell there. Then you create thinking. So this is all dwelling. Dwelling can only come from the mundane mind. So if your mundane mind collapses, you never dwell, you only aware. That's why I come up with the term specific phenomenal awareness, spacious awareness without a center. How can I know? I never learned this line. Nobody taught me. Because this is from the past, the realization. When this nature connect, it come back to this form and mind. That's why because of that thing, it inherit. Then it had the understanding. That's why I can understand the three hallmarks of winning.